Today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we have a voicemail, and I think we're going to go ahead and just start with the voicemail today. How about it? I think that would be a good idea. So let's have a listen.
Oh, this is hilarious. So anyway, there's this person who works for another government agency, and she's a little passive-aggressive.
Hi, Kathy.
Passive-aggressive day. So anyway, I asked her for supporting documents for a bill that she charged us, and she sends me this email. And there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 text files attached to this along with my PDF. So anyway, I just, you know, right click it or whatever and say save all attachments. And then I'll open it in Adobe and then I'll combine them. And then just to be equally passive, I'm going to turn around and send them to her and say, if you want PDF files of these, I've provided it for you or whatever, because she usually sends these as just one PDF or whatever, but every time I've ever had to ask her to do something, she just is so ridiculous. Like, oh God, can't we all just love our jobs and just be nice to people for the love of hydrogen? What happened?
So is the problem that you are irritated that she sent so many files and it should have all been in one PDF, or like what's the problem? I think that's what I'm getting. I guess you'll have to call back. But thank you for the call. Yeah, I did get an email today that had an attachment. I don't know if you guys who work for corporations have this, but we have a department that basically their job is to make sure that we're as secure as possible, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's multiple departments. But one part of that department, or one team in that department, they will send out these phishing emails, or these emails that are fake phishing emails. And if you don't know what a phishing email is, it's basically you'll get an email saying, hey, oh, this is your bank, or oh, this is your hospital, or this is your dentist or whatever, and I have a bill for you, or I have a document that you have to see right away. Please click the link and blah, blah, blah. And you'll click the link and it'll look like Bank of America or your dentist or whatever, but it won't be. And then you'll log in or you'll give some information, you know, and then they have you. They got you because it wasn't really Bank of America or your bank, whatever. My bank is, one of my banks is Bank of America. So I got one of those emails. Well, I got an email today. And so this team will send fake phishing emails. And what they want you to do, they make a game out of it. They want you to report it to a special email address. So you forward it to this email address, and then, I don't know, you get a gold star or something. There's not even a prize, but they've gamified it, and you get an email going, congratulations, you caught the phishing email. Well, today, we got an email, and I'm not going to go into details because, yeah, I probably shouldn't say so much about work. But anyway, we got an email today, and it looked like a fake email, and I almost sent it to this, and I'm still not quite sure. I flagged it in my inbox because it's from a team that I've never heard of asking for information, and they have this link there that says, click on this link and, you know, whatever. And I suppose I could just send it to that phishing, you know, the phishing, anti-phishing email and see if I win, you know, what prize I won. But I don't know. It could be a real email, but they've got a PowerPoint attachment and there's a link. But these are people I've never talked to before in my life. And they're asking me to click a link and go fill something out. And so I was like, oh, what if it's what if it really is phishing? Or what if it's, you know, I don't want to lose the game. I looked at the email addresses and their Walmart email addresses, and the people are in the Walmart ecosystem. So it probably is real. But it's weird because I've never talked to this department. I didn't know the department existed. I don't know what's going on, but I had too much to do today because today was my Friday and I am off tomorrow and Friday. I am getting the vaccine tomorrow. And at 4 in the afternoon, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to take the whole day off because it has been really stressful the past few weeks, the past, I don't know, 2 years. And I have days off, so I'm going to take days off. So I went ahead and took it off, and Sydney needs her rabies shot. And it expired, and the groomer called us and said, hey, we wanted to let you know it expired. The vet had actually emailed us already, but I forgot to schedule the appointment. And so the groomer also keeps a record of all that. And so they call us and be like, hey, you know, it's okay for her to come get a bath, but you need to get this done ASAP, yada, yada, yada. And so we scheduled, Mark did it because he's much better at doing this kind of thing than I am. We scheduled the appointment, but I'm taking her tomorrow. So, and I thought, you know, she was just in the vet for an operation when she had that mole removed or whatever it was back in January or February. I don't know why they didn't just, and I told them, please freshen up any shots that she needs, you know, just go ahead and get them out of the way. And it would, I don't think it would have hurt to go ahead and give her the rabies shot so I don't have to go back now. But anyway, I have to do that tomorrow, and then I'm getting my shot in the arm in the afternoon, and it's my second shot. So I don't know. I mean, I may have, who knows, I may have diarrhea, I may have a headache, I may have blood clots. We don't know. We don't know what I'm going to have. I may fall over dead, but probably not. You know, probably nothing will happen. But today is my Friday, because I took 2 days off and I'm not going to work. And when I don't work, I'm not one of those people that is checking my email, my work email, and checking Slack and checking Microsoft Teams and all that while I'm on vacation. No, 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 no. I believe in work-life balance. And so I'm not going to, you know, interesting. There's an interesting thing. And I don't know if any of you guys are going to find this interesting or not, but I'm going to mention it because why not? Nothing has happened this week, as per usual. The only thing that's happened this week, and it hasn't even happened yet, is we're looking for a cleaning company because we want to have a spring cleaning done. Now, I would like for us to just have a cleaner come over once every couple of weeks, vacuum, do the floors, clean the bathrooms, dust, you know, stuff like that. So that Mark and I don't have to do any of that, because it's a pain trying to figure out. Mark does most of it now and I feel guilty, and then it's just a pain in the butt. And I do all the cooking and I do, you know, and I do other things. Like during the summer, I do most of the mowing, but he normally will do the floors, for instance, and some other cleaning things that I just never get around to doing. And so I always feel bad about it. And I just think, why don't we just pay a company? You know, he just wants to do a one-time thing, like a spring cleaning, because he says, you know, I can do the floors. But then, you know, I feel, I don't know. There's this thing that goes on between partners. I don't know how people deal with this, but how do you keep a balance of chores, like who's doing what, and make sure that each of you don't feel like you're doing too much? Like, how do you achieve that? Because he doesn't want to come to me and say, hey, you're not doing enough. And he doesn't want to assign me tasks because he thinks that I get mad about, I don't think I do, but he thinks I get mad about it if he gives me things to do. But, and I don't think I do, but maybe I do, who knows? And, you know, at the same time, it's mostly me. I'm mostly the problem because I'm a procrastinator. It's not that I'm not going to do it, but I'm a procrastinator. So I will eventually do things, but I will wait a really long time. I'll keep putting them off. I'll keep putting them off. And then eventually I'll do it. Whereas he is not a procrastinator at all. He will have a list. He will do them. And so even if it's something that's on my list to do, if I don't do it quickly enough to satisfy him, he'll then go do it. So I don't know what the answer is to that, but I think the answer is we should just pay this person or company to come do the cleaning, and then neither he nor I have to worry about it, and it's all good. He doesn't want to do that because he thinks it's a waste of money when it's something we could do ourselves. He just wants to have one time, big time, get the baseboards, maybe clean the windows, you know, some of the bigger things that you need to do once a year, like the spring cleaning stuff. I don't know. So my mom has a cleaning lady, and she said, oh, my cleaning lady's so good. And so I said, oh, send us out her number. And so she sent the number, and she told her cleaning lady, her cleaning lady must have been over this week, because while she was there, mom gave her my phone number. And so she texted me. So we're going to have her come by. I don't know when, but she has to come and look at your house, see how janky it is and how messed up and dirty and how cluttered it is and how big it is and all that kind of stuff. And then she'll give us an estimate of like, okay, this is how much it will take. Here are the services I offer, and et cetera. So I don't know. I'm really aiming for, let's do a once a month. And then he and I can do the small little things, you know, occasionally. He'll still have to do the floor, or one of us, I'm sorry, he will not, but one of us will still have to do the floors because they need to be done at least every couple of weeks. But I don't know. I think it would, especially the bathrooms. I do the bathrooms, but not as often as he would like, because again, I'm a procrastinator. And so I was going to talk about this before I started that conversation. Discord. So Pride 48 has a Discord server, and we have some people who join that, our chat rooms, that enjoy posting naked photos and pornographic images, we will say. And you know, we all like some naked photos. We're all a fan of that. And it's, you know, it's a normal thing. And so, but what we did is we marked one of the channels in the Pride 48 Discord as NSFW. And so that means you have to be 18 or older to supposedly to join and all that. Just that one channel. The other channels are not, but the one channel. And I thought about making one that specifically says -NSFW and then having two. But anyway, regardless, it's fine. I mean, I want it to be fine. Like, I want that to be, if you want to post naked photos, I think, you know, I'll look at them, you know, because I enjoy looking at them. Back when I was younger, I liked to post them of myself, but now I don't feel like I look good enough. But anyway, regardless, Discord, which is what we use for our chat, is apparently going to start marking servers as NSFW if they have any NSFW channels, or if they find that there are pornographic images being posted, or anything that's under 18 or over 18 content, you know, stories about sex, or I don't know. I'm just making crap up now, but anything they consider to be adult in nature. And what they're doing is, on an iPhone or an iPad or any iOS device, they're not going to let people join those servers. And so I'm trying to decide what we're going to do at Pride 48, because I know a lot of our Pride 48 folks use iPhones. And so, and I don't want people to be completely blocked from getting to the Pride 48 servers. So I sent an email to Daniel. I'm like, hey, did you read this? But he's at Disney right now. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. So I did get one comment in, speaking of the Discord, and that's what made me think of it, in the Discord, Auntie Scott in the Level 13 Discord said that I should name my new podcast. Let me see. I'm looking for what he said. I'm going to run out of music. He said I should name it Homophone. I don't think so. But thanks for the creativity, Auntie Scott. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, my first day off. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.